Let's talk a little South Central Calhoun football right now as they get ready to take on Emmitsburg here in week number three. We're joined today by head coach Brian Case. And Brian, as always, good to catch up with you.
Absolutely. Thank you for your time, Jeff. And as always, we appreciate everything you do for our school and surrounding schools.
Brian, first thing we've got to ask, last week, kind of an unusual loss for you guys, up 6-0 late in the third quarter, end up falling to Pocahontas for a second straight year. I look back to last year, though, you guys kind of took that loss there early in the season and used that to kind of work on some things and fix some things and then went on a great run after that. Do you see maybe a similar kind of a growing process for this team this year?
Boy, I hope so. You know, it was kind of looking at last week's film. You know, I'm just thankful for our school. They let me go and watch Cody play at Illinois, so I happened to miss the game, but I watched all of our film. I was talking with our coaches and so forth, and we kind of got a feeling after watching film and talking with the staff that, you know, it was just a tale of two teams last week. I mean, our first two drives last week against Pocahontas, I'm witnessing it on film. It's like we look like South Central Calhoun football. We were playing with energy. We were blocking for each other. We were running hard. We were playing physical football, opening holes and so forth. And for our first two series, and then after that, it just seemed like our kids just kind of shut down a little bit. I don't know if they thought it was just going to be an easy game or whatever, but you know, once you've kind of flipped the switch from the high energy down to the low energy, thinking it's going to be easy, it's tough to flip the switch back and get it back. And you know, hopefully our kids will learn from that from this last week. You know, being up 6-0 with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter and getting beat 30-6, we have to learn from that moving forward. The good news is it was a non-district game. You know, we're playing a lot of kids. We're trying to get the pieces of the puzzle put together as much as we possibly can and see how well we fit and mix and match with the different personnel groups that we have on the field. And hopefully by week four we'll get things figured out and we'll have things set as far as who's going to be the starters in each position and we'll just kind of move forward from there. But this week in practice, I think the kids have been a little bit more focused. And hopefully we'll take a step forward here against Emmitsburg.
An Emmitsburg team that you guys beat twice last year, but you said before we started talking here today that, you know, this is a team bringing back a lot from a playoff team last year. How do you jump on these guys quickly?
Yeah, you know, we've seen them twice, like you said, last year, and we've seen them on film for a couple games this year. It doesn't look like they've changed a whole lot offensively, defensively, and with their special teams. But what they have coming back is a tremendous amount of people on both sides of the ball. So even though that you know, they had a 3-6 record last year, something like that, I mean, all those guys have varsity experience coming back. They're a year older. They understand what Coach Thompson, this is his second year, they understand what he's asking them from their scheme. And they play physical. They've got some kids up front that are really big. They've got some really good athletes out there. And like I said, with that new year of experience, they're going to be a handful for us. So we have to get on those guys early. We think that they're going to send an awful lot of pressure from the defensive side of it, whether they're 4-4 or 6-2, and whether we're in our run game, full house tee, or spread, I think they're still going to send an awful lot of pressure, which means we have to get the ball out of our hands pretty quick and get it into our athletes' hands on the edge that way as well. And with our running game, we're going to have to be able to create some creases. And if we can do that, I think we have some shifty kids that can get through there. But we got to be willing to block for each other for an entire game that way as well. And then offensively, I mean, they run that hurry-up offense, but it's a kind of a variation of what we do. They're pretty much in a power eye set, and they just kind of run downhill at you. So we're going to have to try and control the line of scrimmage, and if we can do that on both sides of the ball, we're going to give ourselves a chance to win this football game.
Is that where you guys need to take the biggest step this week is up front offensively? Looking at your numbers, 2.7 yards per rushing attempt, that's not what you usually see from you guys.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, we've talked about that. I think we're averaging 75 yards a game through two games. You know, and normally we're averaging, you know, probably over 300 yards a game on the ground. So that is one area that we just got to get more physical. We've got to get, you know, make sure that we're communicating up front and just get things blocked accordingly. We got to run our feet at the point of contact. Right now we're playing a little bit high. And maybe we're not as strong as we have been in the past, and we might not be as big as we have been in the past, but we have angles and so forth, and it's just a matter of wanting to get it done. You know, and sometimes we have to get out of our own way, and we have to talk ourselves into getting things done rather than talking ourselves out of it. And then you got to make sure that schematically, if somebody needs some help, that we got to give them some help up front as well. And then it's just with our backs as well. I mean, we're not the biggest backfield. We got some side or some quickness back there and some good speed back there, but we got to be willing to block for each other that way as well. So if all those pieces come together and we can do that as one unit rather than just a bunch of individuals, then I think we can have some success. But if we're just playing as individuals out there, you know, then I really could see this week being much of the same as what happened last week with Pocahontas.
Coach, when I look at their run game, they've got a pretty good running back the way it looks in the Shirt kid, and then their quarterback, the Brennan kid, runs it a lot. How did they use those two in their run game?
Well, obviously, I mean, they have some size up front. They're going to run behind 54 and 69, some two pretty good-sized kids up front. They'll flop him, flop both of them, actually, and or they'll pull him and run behind him that way. But so they have some tendencies that way, but it's just a matter of them. I mean, they're going to line it up, and they're going to run it right down your throat one way or the other. And so there's no secrets for those guys. They're just going to hand it off and come right at you. And at the same time, they'll pull it and let the quarterback run. He has some pretty good speed. They're running him on some sweeps. They'll just run him on some play-action type stuff, just get him on the edge. So we're going to have to make sure that we bottle people up that way and try and force them through to the air. You know, we thought that we could do that against Pocahontas as well. We didn't really think that Pocahontas was able to throw the ball all that well. But last week against us, they were 8 for 16 and had some nice completions to open up their offense a little bit. So we're just going to have to make sure that we're ready in every single phase of the game. We're going to have to make sure defensively that we're aligned appropriately and actually read our keys this week and just play football. Try and keep it simple and just let our kids play.
Feel like your defense has played well through 2 weeks? I thought week one they really did.
Week one, absolutely. Week two, probably through the first half, I thought we played pretty well. And actually through the first half of the third quarter, I thought we played pretty well. But, you know, in a situation where we ended up giving up that punt return for a touchdown, all of a sudden the Dobbers went down and so forth. And it's just a matter of our kids have got to understand that, you know, there's going to be some adversity in games, and we just got to be able to play through that adversity. You know, you got to be able to play the next play. You know, you can't have your Dobbers go down. So as soon as something bad happens, if you have that attitude, if you have that mentality going into the next series and so forth, something bad's going to continue to happen. So we just got to be able to erase different mistakes that we make and be able to move forward. So defensively, for the most part, we've played okay. But last week, like I said, once we got our Dobbers down and so forth, it just seemed like it was pretty easy for Pocahontas to run right down the field and score on us. We just got to get that back. We got to get that mental edge back and just go out and play.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck coming up on Friday night. As always, I know the guys will be looking forward to catching up with you following the game on the Scoreboard Show.
That sounds great, Jeff. Thanks for your time.
You bet. Head coach again, Brian Case with the South Central Calhoun Titans. They take on Emmitsburg coming up on Friday night.